In it you shall do no work. A Labor Day look at God's Sabbath. By Beyond Today writer, Kevin Greer. According to the United States Department of Labor, Labor Day was created to honor the contributions that workers have made to the social and economic well-being of America. President Grover Cleveland first made it a federal holiday in 1894. Labor Day is the first Monday in September, falling on September 5th this year. As an American college student myself, it makes a nice transition from working full-time to going back to classes for the year, giving summer one last hurrah. Here's an odd question. Have you ever stopped to consider God's perspective on labor? Or, as we might say today, work? It's interesting to think and read about. God actually expects us to work for most of the week. In Exodus 29, we read God's command that for 6 out of 7 days, you shall labor and do all your work. He also encourages us to do work with passion and diligence. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Work is important and allows us to do many honorable things in life, such as provide for our families, grant help to those in need, and leave an inheritance for our children. Are we then to work and slave away at all times? Certainly not. God understands that we aren't tireless robots who can run all 7 days of the week. He tells us, commands us even, to take the 7th day off. Let's return to Exodus 20 to get the rest of God's important directive. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Verses 9 through 10. God wants us to take the 7th day off so bad that he makes it the 4th requirement in the most well-known section of his law, the 10 Commandments. But there's still more to the story besides not working. What are we supposed to do with these 24 hours of seemingly free time? The core of God's 4th commandment is this: remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28. One important way that we keep this day holy is by resting instead of working, as we already mentioned. Another significant way we honor the Sabbath is by attending church services, which are a holy convocation appointed by God Himself. Leviticus 23:3. Going to church allows us to converse with and encourage others who believe as we do and to worship and learn more about God and His truth. God's work week is a marvelous schedule that works. He pushes us to work hard at our jobs and various other responsibilities throughout the week, and then gives us the 7th day off to both relax and focus on Him. This recharge day doesn't come around just once a year. You can reap the benefits of God's Sabbath every week. As you prepare for fall and for the upcoming holiday weekend, remember to always put God first and keep His Sabbaths holy. Have a blessed and restful Sabbath and Labor Day weekend. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.